Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today with our study in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4 in the Amplified translation reads this way: "He becomes poor who works with a slack and idle hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." Verse 5, "He who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame." The concept of laziness, or the sluggard as it's often referred to in the book of Proverbs, is one that we see repeated over and over again throughout the various chapters. And it is the idea of the person who refuses to work hard, who enjoys idleness rather than hard work, will become poor, whereas the hand of the diligent person becomes rich, according to Proverbs 10:4. The problem of laziness is not a new one, and yet we seem to observe this problem at an all-time high. It has almost become a way of life for many people in American culture, where it is desirable to do as little work as possible with the intent of getting the most gain. We see this in the school system, where children have not developed good study habits and their laziness hinders them academically. They will not study hard for an exam. They'll study the least amount or study at the last minute with just enough to get by. And the problem of laziness goes across the board, male and female, young and old, across ethnic groups as well. This is a spiritual problem, as we see pointed out in Proverbs chapter 10. The plight of the lazy person, or the sluggard, as referred to in Proverbs, is the same as the problem of the fool, as we see him called in different chapters of Proverbs. He's also referred to as the slothful man. And he's not lazy because he's poor, but he's poor because he is lazy. And understand that in the book of Proverbs, the poor are referred to in different ways, and not all poor people are poor because of a problem of laziness or slothfulness. On the contrary, the Word of God exhorts people to have compassion on the poor and to show mercy and to give to the poor, because there are many poor who have become poor not because of their own doing, but because of the foolishness or sinfulness of another person. We see this with families, single parent families, mothers with children who have found themselves in a cycle of poverty from which they cannot extricate themselves, but they need the help of others because of the sin of someone else. But that is not what's referred to here in Proverbs 10. This is talking specifically about the person who won't work with a diligent hand. "Poor is he who works with a negligent hand," Proverbs 10:4 says, "but the hand of the diligent makes rich." This is a reference to the person who refuses to work hard, the person who refuses to be diligent in his or her work ethic. And we see this problem across society. Do you have workers, if you're an employer, whose work ethic seems so very poor, whose laziness hinders them from ever progressing in your company? The lazy person is not the person that's chosen for promotion. And yet many people will justify their minimal output of work because of the type of job that they hold. They will say perhaps, "Well, I hate this job," or "It's so boring," or "It's not my kind of work. I'm just marking time here until I get a better job." And yet that would be the opposite of the Christian virtue that God would have demonstrated in your life. God wants believers to be a demonstration to the world of the character of Christ. We know that Jesus himself worked in his carpenter's shop until he was 30 years old with his father. And then we see his work ethic as he ministered among the people until long into the night, spending long days ministering, speaking to the people, praying for the sick. The work ethic that Jesus demonstrated to us is one of great diligence. The Apostle Paul was every bit as much a very diligent worker. Even from his prison cell, he wrote to his son in the Lord, Timothy, to be a hard worker as well. He said, "Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season." He was always encouraging him to work hard, do the work of an evangelist. There was not a shred of laziness about Paul. He worked hard even when he was imprisoned for the gospel. And yet, this culture that we live in today seems to promote an abhorrence for work, a hatred for work, a living for the weekend mentality. In Proverbs 21, it warns that the desire of the slothful kills him, for his hand refuses to labor. The lazy person has desires for things, but he won't work hard to get them. We see today that a lack of willingness to work hard will kill a person. A person who's lazy will not exercise, keep their body in shape, and therefore help themselves maintain good health, and that will kill them. U.S. News and World Report had an article about the first couch potato marathon. And this literally was a marathon, a 26-mile marathon, where people didn't run, but sat on a couch watching a video of the course that they would never step foot on. It was supposedly to raise money to help finance a homeless shelter, but somehow seemed ironic, the whole issue of participating in a display of acute laziness to raise money for the homeless. We also can observe this trend of lack of activity and lack of energy invested among children. The American Medical Association's journal reported that children, boys and girls, who watch 4 or more hours of TV a day are significantly fatter than children who watch less than 2 hours per day. 26% of American children watch TV more than 4 hours per day, according to their study. For Black children, it was 43% watch more than 4 hours, and among Mexican American children, it's 31%. This type of inactivity is very troubling because childhood obesity is on the increase, and it sets the stage for obesity in adulthood. This lack of willingness to expend energy, work hard, is affecting the children in the American culture. Why is laziness such a problem? Why is the slothful spirit something to avoid? The Word of God's very clear. It is not something to be desired, but instead it is something to be avoided. It's something to repent of. It's something to renounce and have no part of. If you have a tendency in your own life to be somewhat lazy, lazy in your devotions, lazy in reading the Word of God, lazy in exercising and taking good care of your body, lazy in your workplace and excusing yourself for it because of the type of job that you have or your lack of interest in it, that is a sin in God's eyes. It's spoken against throughout the book of Proverbs, and it's something that as a believer, we need to repent of and ask God's forgiveness. Ask Him to give you the spirit of diligence about everything that you put your hand to. It was said of Daniel in the book of Daniel that he had a spirit of excellence. An excellent spirit is specifically what is said. Wouldn't it be a fine thing that God would be able to write about your life, this person had a spirit of excellence about them. Everything they put their hand to prospered. They had a spirit of excellence. God wants every Christian to have an excellent spirit and a spirit of excellence. And the spirit of laziness or slothfulness is the enemy of that spirit of excellence. Make that decision that you are going to apply yourself with God's help and by His grace to do everything in your life, whether it's parenting, housework, work in a factory, or work in an office, whether it's your devotional time or it's your exercise time, that you're going to do it with excellence, with diligence, without laziness, applying yourself with all of your heart and soul and body and strength so that you don't allow a spirit of slothfulness or laziness to creep into your life. It will rob you. Slothfulness robs people of promotion in workplaces. Laziness robs people of their health because they will not be diligent in watching what they eat or in exercising regularly. Laziness robs children of academic progress and therefore career progress later on down the road. Laziness robs young athletes of ever reaching their true potential because they don't push themselves hard enough. Let's pray that for our own selves, that God will help us eliminate, eradicate that spirit of laziness in our own life wherever it may be trying to creep up, and for our children and for our society, that this trend will be reversed. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Join me next week as we continue studying in this most practical book of the Bible, the book of Proverbs. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it. No bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.